There's something that happens when we experience the outdoors in real time, when we power down icy rapids in a raft, or find footholds in the sheer face of a rocky cliff, or fly down a hill on a skateboard. Even at high speeds, time seems to slow down, and we get a close-up look at where we are, powered by our own strength and pulled along by the forces of nature. The outdoor adventures that these stories bring us are inspiring. A group of blind climbers journeys to the summit of Mount Everest. A reporter takes a leap of faith off a bridge in New Zealand. The world's best rock climber makes his way around a tricky overhang. There's lots to discover in these adventures: endurance, fear, compassion, and the feeling of what it's like to start out on a journey without knowing exactly where you'll end up. Let's say you're physically fit, but would you make it in the world of extreme sports? Reporter Stephanie Jackenthal thought she could. She decided to enter the Mile 7 Outdoor Quest in Malaysia, a race where athletes run, bike, kayak, jump, and swim over hundreds of miles and several days. Her story begins atop Mount Kinabalu, the highest peak in Southeast Asia.
When you're standing on a peak 13,000 feet above the ground, it's a pretty barren place. There are no birds, no trees, and nothing's green. There's smooth rock underfoot with jagged edges. Only the gray peaks of smaller mountains in the distance break up miles and miles of infinite cold sky. And sometimes the clouds seem close enough to touch. We were high above the sweaty Borneo jungle, and on this, the final day of the race, we were heading for the 300-foot rappel off of Kinabalu's blustery peak. It was the moment I had been dreading.
Holy cow, we are so high up.